Amazing. And again, huge congrats on such an awesome new single.
Thank you so much.
We're so honored to have you playing on here. And I'm going to go ahead and have to say goodbye.
Goodbye. But thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being on our show today. It was such a treat. And everybody, go listen to Madeline Grace's new single.
Oh, please. Thank you. Yeah.
And give them a follow on Spotify. Check them out on our Instagram, and you can also find them on Instagram too. Yes. If you want to shout your handle out, I don't know.
Yeah, my Instagram is madelinegrace.official, madelinegrace.official.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, y'all know the drill. And Alec, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on over to you at Studio A. If you don't mind doing our PSA, and because we're in a new hour, I'm going to go ahead and say again. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Free From Radio. You are listening to Post Adolescence Glow, and my name is Amelia Oliver, your host today. Thank you so much, Madeline Grace, for an amazing performance, and I'm so excited for Coco Dinsky to be playing for the next hour. So keep on listening, and Alec, if you can hit us with that PSA, that would be great.
Hello, it's Chloe now. Alec had to leave. Here is our hourly PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get three quarters of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy. Come on, Rocky boy.
Best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am. Up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go. unless I seek my source for some definitive. Closer I am to find, closer I.
I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man beneath the weeping willow tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? And how can a man like me remain in the light? And if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? And then the sun went down and he sang for me this song. See, I once was a young fool like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. I played an escapade just like you. I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man. He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? And how can a man like me remain in the light? And if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? The sun went down and he played for me this song. TV break.
welcome to part two. Thank you guys for those who are still listening. And I'm so excited to have you all here for Coco Dinsky. This is going to be such a fun set. Coco, go ahead and say hi.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up? So Coco's from Arizona, which is such a trip because I'm from Arizona and there's no one from Arizona.
No one.
Like I probably could name like three people that I know from Arizona, but yeah, go ahead and introduce the rest of your band, or if y'all have mics near you or you want to shout into an overhead, say hi.
Do you guys want to, yeah, so we got Luli on guitar, Aiden on bass, and Jack on other guitar, and then Ty on drums, so.
Oh, wow. That's Ty. Well, we're really excited to have you guys here today. Unfortunately, we did get a little bit behind schedule with some of the tech stuff going on.
Yeah, so good.
My apologies about that, but I'm so excited to hear some of your new songs. And are you playing all originals today?
So we're playing all originals and then two covers. Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and kind of ask that as you're playing original songs, you can introduce them and say maybe a little bit about what they're about and what they mean to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Are we ready?
Yep, go
ahead.
Okay,
so this first one is called Better, and I wrote this last semester about two people that I was like kind of feeling things for, and I recorded it this summer, and hopefully it's coming out this spring. So yeah, here we go.
Awesome.
Hard to compare, drawing in the pen, running cold. The feelings are gone, but the effort is there. Crazy how we thought we get older. And you got me feeling used, but so brand new. Till he's there to show you.
That was so amazing.
Thank you.
And I just really feel like you guys bring the energy. You all have a lot of cool energy. And we're all excited to hear the rest of your set. So I'm going to go ahead and have you just get on into your next song. Just introduce it.
Yeah, tell for us sure. About it. So we actually have Already Met is next. I'm actually re-releasing this next Saturday. So that will be on Spotify and all streaming platforms.
So
yeah, starting a new a new Spotify under Coco Dinsky. So you guys can go ahead and look that up. Yeah.
Send me the stuff for it so I can post it on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You just have to tell me exactly what it is and when and all of that.
Okay.
But I will do it.
Okay, no problem. There's a lot going on. there's actually a music video coming out with it, too. Shout out to my brother, KSK Media. They recorded or came up all the way to Boston and filmed it for us. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be asking you lots of questions about that later.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Ready? I've been looking at the state lines of South Carolina. So far from home, so I couldn't find ya. It's getting hard to breathe. Driving late nights up the border back to Brooklyn. Crossed that city before I even knew him. Could have passed but didn't see, cause I've been talking to all my friends about you. And I've been wondering why it feels like we met before I knew you. We'll walk alone for hours before I get tired. You hear my name get trashed, but you swear they're liars. I swear it's all in my head. But why does it feel like we already met? Getting back at me cause of something you heard. Touching and forgetting some other girl and calling me on the phone. I've been told I'm getting rid of my own broad unburden. It's funny how I can't seem to hurt him enough to leave me alone. Cause I was talking to all my friends about you. And I've been wondering why it feels like we met before I knew you. Walk alone for hours. Everything but leave me alone. Accusations of not lost feelings, but it's clearly you who won't. You've been called an unfortunate burden. Really thought that I had known you. I kinda wish you didn't listen and leave me alone. Don't leave me alone. Walk alone for hours before I get tired. You hear my name get trashed, but you
Wow, that was, again, you brought the energy.
Thank you.
I love that. So you got a set of pipes. When did you start singing?
Started singing when I was maybe like 5. My mom made me do like show choir when I was little and stuff. So yeah, I grew up doing choir my whole life.
What choir were you in?
I just like through my school. Yeah, okay. I did it like forever. And then like I didn't like really know how to like sing with a band until like 2 years ago maybe. So
it's different, right?
Yeah, so different.
Such different dynamic. Because yeah. Like I often find like it's kind of hard to get out of Arizona.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely like I had to really set my mind on getting out to the East Coast. And so I guess I wonder like what that transition has felt like for you moving to Boston and what your experiences have been like.
Yeah, for sure. So like when I was looking for schools and stuff, I knew I didn't want to stay in Arizona. Yeah. Like no hate to all the Arizona schools, but it wasn't my vibe. So
yeah.
I was trying to figure out like where to go. So I kind of just like realized like a big city would be cool to live in.
Mm-hmm.
So like New York, Nashville, LA and Boston were kind of like on my radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so How has your experience at Berklee been? Are you in their like vocal program or?
Yeah. So I'm a vocal principal and I'm studying independent recording and production.
Cool.
So honestly, I don't know anything about production. This is like, I'm definitely at the very beginning. But yeah. So I've learned like a ton. Like everyone's super, super chill, super inviting. Like I thought it would be way more like competitive, but like everyone's like, everyone brings the energy together and is like really supportive. So it's really sick.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cause it's definitely like interesting interacting with Berklee musicians because they're kind of like, oh, you go to Tufts, so you're just doing music for fun. Like, and there is really this idea, I feel like they definitely say that to me. They're like,
really?
So this is just for fun. And I'm like, I guess you could say that,
but I don't really like it.
I bet you can find a lot of solidarity in an environment where everybody is pursuing music as their career.
It's really cool. Yeah. Being like, just being able to dive into it. And of course there's like, there's people like that.
They're always nice about it.
But they're
trying to figure out my shtick.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I got
listen.
You. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, so I love it so far. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, I want to ask you some more about your songwriting process, but I'm going to hold off and let you guys play some more music.
Okay,
so I'm
no
hoping
problem.
You can pick two songs and play those back to back, and then we'll chat a little more.
Yeah, sounds
cool.
Good.
And hope it's empty liquor now. Shine lights and hate on the affection. We're blind and paying no attention now.
That was so awesome. I loved the little like kind of jazzy little guitar twinkly sound.
My guitarists are sick. They know what they're doing.
They sound really awesome. Cool. Well, I'm gonna have you introduce your next song.
All right, this next song is called Wish Me Better, and this one I wrote probably like a year and a half ago now, 2 years ago, got it recorded, but we still haven't, like, finished it. We're kind of, like, going slow and, like, seeing what we want. We're, like, adding in new stuff as we go, and
yeah. You take your time. Let it build.
Yeah, for sure. We, like, are still trying to figure out the groove of it that we want, so, for the recording, so, yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm excited to hear it.
Screams echoing these walls. But how could I hate you? You show up, choked up, feeding off the words you can't pronounce. You can wish me better. You
was so, I feel like I could really, like, hear, I don't know, how tough that experience might have been, or, like, the little parts of that that are emotional for you that exist in that song as you wrote it.
Yeah,
too,
for sure.
Know?
I definitely, like, made it, I've definitely made it very, like, emotional to me. This one connects with me a lot, which is why I've, like, held on to it for so long, and I'm still trying to figure out the best way to, like, show it and sing it. And
do it justice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was something I was talking to Maddie about in our first set today, just, like, how the catharsis plays a role here, and just getting to process our own feelings and emotions through music, and what an awesome process that
is. Yeah, for sure. That's what writing's for, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a therapist. That's my writing.
Yeah. Oh, that's my goal for next week.
Yeah.
Everyone, that is true.
Get a therapist.
Yes, it's been on my docket. Anyway, so right now it's 1:35, and I'm thinking I want to ask you a couple questions just about, like, what your writing process has looked like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious if you want to just go for it.
I got you. Okay. So I guess it's, like, different for everything, but usually I, like, have a guitar, like, that I'm strumming, and then, like, I do that progression, and I kind of just, like, mumble and, like, see what comes out, and, like, these, like, words come up, and it's kind of like me subconsciously, like, realizing that these words are what I want to say, and I, like, make sentences out of them. Like, I don't know, that's just kind of how it is. I don't really sit down and write about a certain thing. Whenever I do that, I feel like I put too much like stress on myself, mm-hmm. and it doesn't come out the way that I want to. So yeah,
because like I had a friend tell me a couple weeks ago, like Elton John, for example, he would rarely write the lyrics to his songs. He would just come up with music after he was like given the lyrics, which I think is funny because it's like really reflective of the way like rudimentary way you do your process can really affect what the result is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And also that just that like every artist has a different way of approaching it. So I love to ask people how they go about doing that.
Yeah, what's the most interesting way that you've heard? Like, have you heard some weird ways?
Oh, God. Yeah, I think, like, there are certain people who just are able to kind of, like, conceive these songs without using an instrument to
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sometimes, like, I'm like, how do they do that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think just, like, looking at the way people are inspired is a big tell of just like how they go about creating, maybe who they might draw from, whether or not they're writing like rap verses or melodies or guitar riffs and things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like Jossel, for example, I just thought was a really interesting case too, because he like has a lot of varying things that
for
go
sure.
into his
we
sound.
Actually have his drummer and bassist here.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I was like, I recognize
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
I didn't forget you.
Yeah.
But I do think it's cool also to see people who are coming out of a place like Berkeley where you are actively in, I guess, like a little bubble where people are writing a lot and
mm-hmm.
are creating a lot of music.
Yeah.
Do you find that you're inspired by the way other people write, or does it have to be your own thing?
I feel like sometimes I'm really inspired. Like last night I went to someone's concert and was super inspired like because of that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like the opposite. Sometimes I see something and it kind of puts me down because I'm like, oh, they're so good. So it's mm-hmm. like hard to get yourself out of that bubble and just be like, okay, I'm my own artist. I had like
right.
a talk with my roommate's dad like a year ago, and he like told us, he was like, hey, you're like, you're just you, which like how cliche is that, but
yeah.
like still it like means so much. Like you just kind of gotta roll with the punches.
There's a lot of wisdom in the cliche.
Yeah, yeah, so true. Yeah.
And yeah, I do think it's important for everybody to remember that whatever environment they're in is a bit of an echo chamber.
Yeah.
And that's why I love to bring y'all out of Berkeley out here, because we're like, damn, they're so good.
Thank
so
you.
So that's what we think. And
it's great to be here. Yeah.
I'm really happy that y'all are here. And I guess I want to give you now an opportunity to maybe like promo anything you have coming up that you might be interested in talking about, or mm-hmm. maybe if not something you're looking forward to or something you'd like to do, or
yeah. So it's actually weird that you're interviewing me, because recently I've been doing interviews of other people.
Oh.
I recently started a podcast.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so it's called Up and Indie with Kokodinsky, so kind of like up and coming but like
yeah.
into music. Yeah, so I've been interviewing people at Berkeley, and actually I've been getting a few DMs from people outside of Berkeley like being like, hey, can I like talk on the podcast? And yeah, so we have one out right now. That's with Zessi.
Cool.
And yeah, so I've been doing that, and I am excited for that. And
yeah.
We have like a show coming up tomorrow for Battle of the Bands. It raises money for the Boston Children's Hospital.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so we're like up against one other band, and it'll be like at Berkeley at 160 Mass Ave if anybody wants
to. Well, y'all should pull up and support
Kokodinsky. Yeah, yeah, vote for our band to move on to the next round.
I love that.
Yeah.
Dang, I had a question, but it just immediately left my mind.
Sorry.
I was like, I'm gone. I'm going to keep brainstorming, but I'm going to have you get back into the music.
Sounds good. All right. We're going to do a song called Half of You. And this one is very personal to me. So, yeah, I don't know. Just listen to the lyrics for this one.
Also, the reason why we're having a little silence right now is because Coco is switching to her acoustic guitar.
Yeah, sorry guys, my bad.
Patience, patience.
I'm trying to move the mic stand.
You need any help?
Tough.
Are you good?
I think I'm all good.
Okay, we're here to help you if
there
you need
go.
Anything.
Okay.
And Okay. Daniel's coming to help you with that mic. Okay. But so when did you start playing the guitar, Coco?
I taught myself probably sophomore or junior year of high school.
Nice.
So yeah, ever since then, I've just been trying to get better at it. I took a guitar class last year at Berkeley, so that was interesting. I got to learn the theory of guitar, which don't know how much I'll actually use it, but yeah. Like,
it's good to have that knowledge.
Yeah,
framework,
good to though. Know.
Okay, we're all good to go. You guys can go ahead and start.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I'm just going to say apology because this little mic was turned on in here. It probably didn't pick up much sound.
You're all
good.
Are
you hearing things in here?
No? Just toward the end. Yeah, you're all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. What was I going to say? Since we only have about 15 minutes left, I'm going to have you just play music for the rest of the time. Is that okay?
How much time? Like three songs? Four songs? Okay.
Gotcha. Whatever you can do in 15 minutes. I'm sorry about the technical stuff.
No, you're
today,
all good. Yeah, one second. Let me...
appreciate your flexibility.
Yeah, you're all good.
Let's do fed up. I don't know you like I used to, then missing you. Okay? Sorry. Blunt. I don't know you like I used to, then missing you. Let's do blunt. Yeah. All right, we're all good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for your flexibility today. I know it was a little bit crazy.
All good.
Thank you.
All right. So this next song is called Blunt. This one is about, it's about me calling someone that I actually, I'd kind of liked for a while, and I didn't think I'd ever like kind of confess my feelings, and then I did randomly one day, and yeah, so that's what the song is about. So it's about putting yourself out there.
Vulnerability is strength.
Yep, I guess so. Yeah. All right. Someone's ex, why'd you bring it up with the crowd? You'd understand, you're half a man. If you've been feeling it, why don't you say it out loud again? I'm only saying something that we've both had in our minds. Act like I don't know you. Why'd you bring it up with the crowd? Oh, you'd understand, you're half a man. If you've been feeling it, why don't you say it out loud again? I'm only saying something that we've both had in our minds. I don't know you. Roll me up, I'm being blunt. I'm being something I'm when you brought it up in a charm and you were staring, your eyes were loudly swearing at me. I'm only saying something that we both had in our minds. Act like I don't know you. Roll me up, I'm being blunt. I'm being something I'm not. Just this one.
I loved the whole dynamic y'all had going with the acoustic guitar and the warm drumming sound, but also just like the really cool, how did you describe it? What the lead guitarist to the right of you was doing?
Yeah, so we were listening to the song, and originally it was just going to be like bass, acoustic guitar, and drums. And she was like, hey, like this would be cool. It's kind of giving, what did you say? Like Peach Pit vibes. She was like, what if we add in a little, and we were like, okay, let's do it.
Definitely giving Peach Pit. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It pairs really nice with kind of the like, I don't know, more palatable sound of the acoustic.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to have you guys keep on playing. If we go 5 minutes over, that's okay. But we got to finish up, unfortunately.
All right.
So thank you.
So one more song?
Let's have you do two.
Two?
I think we can swing two.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks.
Just be honest with ourselves.
I loved that. Yeah, I just put on our headphones over here in the booth, and it was so awesome able to hear the mix that Daniel and Constantine have going, just with all of the different awesome things you guys are each doing on your instruments. So I'm going to go ahead and say last song, and thank you so much for coming today. I'm sorry it was a little bit rushed. It was not ideal for us.
No issue at all. No, you're all good.
I have really enjoyed hearing your music today, Coco, and I love to see another Arizonite.
Yeah.
Arizonan. I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
I'm so happy y'all are here, and it's artists like you guys that make this happen, and we were also just so excited to have you reach out to us and to have y'all here and hear your songs. They're really awesome and great and super energetic.
Thank you for having us. So much fun. Like, such a great idea. Yeah, I love it.
Well, thanks. And you guys are awesome. But, yeah, get into it.
All right. Last song. All right. You guys can also follow me on Instagram. It's koko.dynski. So there's all updates all updates on, like, the podcast and my music coming out and music videos and everything and performances. So be sure to follow.
So many exciting things to tune into. Y'all better tune in.
Yep. So, all right. This next song is called Missing You. It's kind of got a rocky edge to it, so I'm excited for this one. Recording it right now, and hopefully we'll be out in the spring.
Make noise to tell me I'm not over it. I've been the type to say what's right and break it off, but they don't give a damn about it. You say too much and don't say enough. I need to know if you're ever gonna care about me. You stand there as if you're dying to hate me. It's so frustrating. Need to know if you care, 'cause I've been feeling it lately. Can someone come save me? I've been waiting for some time. Starting to feel more like mine. I wish you'd drop the fight. Tell the truth, we'll say it at the same time. I've been missing you. I've been missing you. I'm avoiding the roads we would take when we drive fast and go past places we had settled down. Five shots and keep on your toes, 'cause you can't drive in a void by going home. I've been the type to say what's right and break it off, and they don't give a damn about me. You say it too much and don't say enough. I need to know if you're ever gonna care about me. You stand there as if you're dying to hate me. It's so frustrating. Need to know if you care, 'cause I've been feeling it lately. Can someone come save me? I've been waiting for some time. You've been starting to feel more like mine. I wish you'd drop the fight. Tell the truth, we'll say it at the same time. I've been missing you.